He's fully committed to a full-fat approach to devolution, giving more powers to local authorities. He's accused the Conservatives of preying on the hopes of people with the promise of levelling up. He insists it's his plan which will fulfil that pledge.
In saying levelling up, the government was tapping into something real that people yearned for, but they didn't have a viable plan and they didn't do the hard yards. That's unforgivable.
The boss of Thames Water says it's business as usual despite the threat of nationalisation in the longer term becoming slightly more real this morning. Shareholders pulled the plug on a £500 million funding deal agreed last summer. He couldn't be there because of his ongoing cancer treatment, but the King did manage to record a message for those at the traditional Maundy Thursday service.
We need and benefit greatly from those who extend the hand of friendship to us, especially in a time of need.
His Majesty also reaffirmed his coronation pledge not to be served, but to serve in the recording. The Queen's taking on royal duties for the annual event in Worcester. A bill's been published that, if passed, will allow people living in Scotland with a terminal illness to get help to end their life. A poll by Dignity and Dying found at least a two-thirds approval rating in every constituency, although critics say that falls when the arguments are explained fully. House sales edged up slightly in February compared with the month before. According to estimates from Revenue and Customs, around 83,000 homes were bought, but that's still 6% lower than it was a year ago. And finally, England and Scotland fans heading to Euro 2024 this summer are being told to remember beer is stronger in Germany. Official travel advice is out and says fans might not get into matches if they've had one too many. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's look at the weather. It's 10 degrees, gusty winds and rain. There is about a 70% chance of rain at about 2 o'clock. And then it goes down to about 50% the rest of the day. We might get it, we might not, but it's over cloudy, overcast now. And it will go down 7 degrees overnight. It should remain dry overnight. Tomorrow it will be cloudy but with some sunshine. Again, about a 50% chance of rain around about 12 until 2 o'clock. But hopefully that will miss us again. But some cloud poking, some clouds and some sunshine. I'm getting all confused. Saturday, 14 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze. Should remain dry, cloudy and sunny. And then on Sunday it should be cloudy and sunny in the morning. 13 degrees and fingers crossed it should be a dry day into Monday. And then you've got rain and clouds. So that's the very unpredictable bank holiday weekend.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Thinking that it's Friday, it's Thursday. I don't know why I keep thinking it's Friday. I know why. Because I'm not in tomorrow, I'm not in on Monday. You've got Keith looking after the show. Thanks very much to Keith for looking after it. I'm normally always here over bank holiday Easter and most of the bank holidays in May. I don't normally take the time off, but this time I thought, no, I'm going to take some time off. I don't like taking time off the radio. I miss you. I miss interactions. I miss playing my new songs, and you know, and sometimes my socials go a bit quiet over the weekends, but I'm going to try to keep my socials going over the weekends, because it's like on a Friday I'm like, don't. And I do look at a few things. I might make one or two posts, but it's not like during the week. During the week, I'm on it like that. What's that about? What was that about? I make sure I've got my paracetamols with me. I might take one now. Let me just grab my bag. Not because I've got a, you're not giving me a headache or anything. It's because I ate a chocolate bar this morning, a little bit of chocolate, and I shouldn't have done. And because I don't want my gallbladder to kick off. There we go. Let's get a little like these, but do you know with paracetamols, it's really weird. I can take one, but I can't take two at the same time. If I do, I go a bit funny. Not saying, not funny most of the time, but I have to be careful. I remember when I had sciatica, which if you've ever had it, you will know what it's like. Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's awful. And I had some medication, which I was too frightened to take. And then it got so bad, I was like, I've got to take something. And I was here. I managed to get into work, and it was after the sort of attack, and I come back to work. It was still, it wasn't particularly very good. And then I took this tablet. Well, my stomach, oh, it was aching, terrible. It was terrible. And I realised you meant to eat before it, but it's very, very strong. But, gosh, I don't. And I had other tablets. They gave me two lots of tablets. And I didn't even bother taking the other ones. I was too frightened. But I did take the. Actually, I did take the ones that gave me a sore tummy because they helped with the nerve pain. But if you've ever had, so I didn't even know what was happening. I went to get in the car, and I was like, "Oh, that was." And then I got back to the house and just threw myself on the floor. I didn't know what to do. I realised it was probably a sciatic nerve thing, and then I ended up laying on the floor with my head crushed up against the skirting board, with my leg up in the air, with the TV controls in one hand, trying to find what would take the pain off, looking for sciatica on the. And then I found, and that's why I had my leg up. And then I was on. After that, I was on the phone to somebody, sort of talking for about 30 minutes until it calmed down. It's not funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time because I didn't know what to do. I'm squashed because my front room is quite small, so I was squashed between the wall and my sort of coffee table and my chair in a really weird angle with my leg up. And that's the best thing to do, actually. You can lean up against the door, apparently, and sort of put the leg behind you and stretch it out. But you'll know if you've had that pain. You can't do anything. It's horrible. I'm laughing now. I wasn't laughing at the time, I can assure you. Let's play Sophie B. Hawkins. We've got a brand new track. First play for Phil Hendricks coming up, plus Summer Lee Colson.
That old dog has changed you up all right. Give you everything you need to live inside a twisted cage. Sweet inside an empty rage. I had a dream I was your hero. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd rock you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. I am everything, and I'll be your mother. I'll do such things to ease your pain. Free your mind and you won't feel ashamed. Oh, oh, open up on the inside. Monkey can't stand to see you black and blue. I give you something sweet each time you come inside my jungle book. But is it just too good? Don't say you'll stay, cause then you'll go away. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'll rock you till the daylight comes. Make sure you are smiling and warm. Shucks, for me there is no one.
coming up next is a first play. This is the brand new track from Phil Hendricks, and it's called Affairs of the Heart. Just as I said, I did the new, the weather? It's absolutely chucking it down now outside. Sorry about that. That is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Jammin', the Fisher rework. I'm liking that. I do like a little bit of Bob Marley. And don't mind that one. You can hear more tunes like that with Tony Smith on Sunday, as he'll be here with Sunday Lunch between 12 and 1. And then staying with Vicky Michelle, she of Hello Hello fame. She'll be here between 2 and 4, and Tony stays on for that show as well. Vic and Mick. Vic and Tone. It'll be a great show. Now, what is coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM? Right after me, you got 1, 2, 3 with Roy Tyzak. Great music and chat, interviews, news, loads with Roy from 1 o'clock. Drive Time with Joe Bailey, bringing you home a guest intro and great music. And she's going to be chatting to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. 98 Not Out at 6 o'clock. The latest national and international cricket news with Darren Mutu. And Darren's going to be talking to Matt Appleby about his book, Lost Cricket Stickers. 7 p.m, the non-league hour with John Chubb, presenting an hour's of news from our local non-league football teams. Then at 8 p.m, Bum to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams. And then the night shift at 10 p.m, Country and Americana, presented by Madeline Christie. And Madeline's going to be chatting to outlaw country artist James Dunn. That's all coming up on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Joy and sorrow.
Watching these two sisters. They had a reality show and also on YouTube as well. Can't believe that they're actually 34 now. It's conjoined twins Abby Hensel from Minnesota and her sister Brittany, and apparently 3 years ago Abby got married, and it's a beautiful picture. They are so funny, and you know, if you've ever watched them talk about each other, they're both kind of individual at the top, and they share the bottom half of their body. So they've got one leg each, but they walk and they do everything. They drive a car, they work. They are their parents just brought them up to just get on and do stuff. There was no chance of them being separated as conjoined twins because of the way that they are together. But it's lovely, and if you've never seen them, they are very, very funny girls when they're chatting. They're 30, but actually they're 34 now. But I remember seeing the news items on them as because I think they did a little documentary on them when they were 16. So yeah, and they've just, I think they put it up on one of their TikTok accounts. So that's really lovely to see. They just I think they live in quite a small community, but they've graduated through university and everything else. They've done brilliantly, and they're married. That's lovely. Well, Abby's married, and to a, is he's I think he's a nurse actually. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, 12:27, the rain is here, and I've left my coat in the car, which is not why did I do that? So I've got to get from my car. Please stop raining. I've blow dried my hair. I told you, it got it in the rain this morning, and it was a little bit frizzy, but it's absolutely hacking it down outside. Be careful what I say. You have to be very careful there. Right, coming up next, here is Summer Lee Carlson. I played this yesterday. Beautiful track. It's with Mute Speaker as well, and this is called Sleepy Little Town. And I'll be chatting to her next week as well. Looking forward to it. Loads of music interviews for next week.
Why am I in a sleepy little town when I don't wanna be asleep? Painting stars on ceilings that crack to make them a little more dreamy. Shadows at night and hide.
love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Moore.
Eat my brunch.
Live performance of A Natural Woman when she was 74. Wow, I cry every time I watch it. Obama was crying, his wife Michelle, Carol King, the whole audience stood up and just like cheered her. She threw off her fur coat. She started off on the piano singing and then she threw up her fur coat and she went and she just did this amazing version of Natural Woman. And yeah, I think she was about 74 and her voice still brilliant. It's amazing. Some singers keep their voices, others don't. It's just one of those things, I guess. But somebody like Aretha Franklin, you would imagine she would keep her voice, as she was so amazingly brilliant in the first place.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. It is raining out there and people are starting to make a move as they start to head off for the Easter break. At the moment, heading down the M25 towards Lakeside is clear. If you're heading up towards the M11, there is a bit of a problem there. Delays of about 17 minutes, increasing anti-clockwise. Junction 28 of the A12. Sorry, I've got Bob at the window there. M25 junction, 17 minute delays, M25 anti-clockwise, junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout to junction 26 of the A121 Waltham Abbey, just to let you know, is very, very busy heading up there at the moment, which is a shame because I think I'm going that way after the show. Now along the High Street, Ongar Road is very busy, that's coming up to Wilson's Corner and at Wilson's Corner as well. Temporary traffic signals due to water main work on the B185 Kings Road at Hart Street. The A12 is running nicely. Can't see any other problems on the roads. You get more traffic and travel in the next hour. Loving this. YG Marley. This is Bob Marley's grandson. And this is play. Can't say it. Praise Jah in the moonlight. Sorry, somebody's just thrown me off by tapping at the window.
They say the sun and I shine for all. But they in some people world, you never shine at all. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah. And that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, oh no. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
just have to say hello to Bob, who popped in. He frightened the life out of me at the window. I was like, well, I may even go and get my coat out of the car as well. So thanks very much to Bob and to Francesca. And she is doing some charity work at the moment. Let's just grab... I'll grab the little brochure that she's just given me. If you'd like to sponsor her, I know that Phoenix FM as well. She's doing 100 miles in aid of the Mind Charity. Let me just dig it out. Where's it gone? I put something in my bag and it's disappeared. But you can find out more. It's Francesca Spiteri. You will find her online. And I think there's a link on her website as well. She's doing 100 miles this month. Or it might be into April, actually, to raise money for Mind, the mental health charity, which is all very good. So thank you very much. And she's also come in and she made me some biscuits. And I know these are... shortbread, I'm salivating actually, with a little bit of chocolate on top. So I'm thank you very much, because obviously I need to put some weight on, don't I, Roy?
You know.
No. That was a joke, right? That was a joke. That was a joke, Roy. Roy's going, don't you dare put any more. Roy's actually a paramedic as well. He's just worried that I'm going to collapse at some stage. He's going to have to try and lift me up somewhere. He'll just leave me on the floor. That'd be the best thing. He's laughing. We are going to be doing a first aid course with Roy. And because, as you know, the Condriacs, my friends, Tony from the Condriacs, unexpectedly last year, and this can happen to anybody, and I don't want to put it down because it's coming up to Easter, but he had a heart attack. And basically, he just dropped down dead. He was very lucky that there was a policeman at his home at the time who then resuscitated him and kept him going. His heart kept stopping, and eventually a police car arrived with a defibrillator, and then the ambulance turned up. There was a massive delay, and that policeman, I think he's been put forward for an award because he kept him alive for 45 minutes. And even when the hospital rang and they were speaking to Tony when I was there, they were saying, you don't know how rare and incredibly lucky you are, because if there hadn't have been anyone there, he hit the floor, his heart had stopped. And it stopped another two times after that. And that policeman, thank the Lord he was there, managed to bring him back. So it's really, if you get a chance to do any of the, you know, the training, first aid, and I have been putting it off, but Roy actually can organise that, whether it be a company or you want to do it privately. But it's always good to know, because we think we know what to do in a situation if somebody has a heart attack or somebody falls down. But a lot of the time you've got no idea what you're doing. So it can make the difference between saving somebody until the ambulance gets there. So we'll let you know. We're going to be doing one for Tony. And hopefully we'll get quite a few people on that. So we'll let you know some more dates as they come up. And you've got Roy coming up next with a great show as well. I better do some events, I think. I don't think I've done any events this hour.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, if you fancy an afternoon tea on Tuesday the 2nd of April, you can get down to St Peter's Church. It's the Daily Bread Easter afternoon tea. But before you do, make sure you book it. It's between 2 and 4pm. £10 for adults, £7 for children. That's a really good deal. Booking is essential, though. Dailybread at huttonparish.com, or you can phone 01277. That's Brentwood, 01277. 262864, and all the details are on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's Stuck on Repeat. This is Tell Me.
Now I'm not
That is Stuck on Repeat, independent music with a track called Tell Me. There'll be more music next week. I will be off tomorrow and I'll be off on Monday, but we've got Keith in. Keith Rogers is going to be sitting in for me, so he'll be looking after the show. Thank you to all of the listeners in this week, and also thank you to everybody who sends in the independent music. Next week I have got We Are All Fossils as guests. I've also got Summer Lee Carlson. I'll be chatting to her. Square Wave as well, and yeah, the musical guest next week, so it's going to be absolutely great. And We Are All Fossils going to be playing live in the studio as well.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Phoenix FM.
And it looks like this.
This is Phoenix 98
FM. I like
FM.
To dance and it looks like this. I like to pop and lock and hit you with a little bit of robots. Gotta hit it, get it, love it, live it. Get a little silly with the lyrical ridiculousness. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to walk into a party with a pirouette. A little move goes a long way, like a soul train line in a hallway. It's your way, my way, all day. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Every time I feel myself getting frantic, maybe too much.
Well, I'm going to hand you over to Roy Tyzak coming up next with a fantastic show. Thanks to everybody for listening in. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. Have a wonderful Easter, whatever you're doing.
And super fantastic and flipping like I know gymnastics. I like to shake a leg. I like to nod my head. I like to make a snow angel while lying in my bed. But don't give me no smooth talk unless you got a good moonwalk. And smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. My kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing, I feel like dancing. Even if it's raining, I'm not complaining. I feel like dancing. I like to dance and it looks like this.
I like to dance and it looks like this.
Yeah, looking good. We like to dance and it looks like this. Come on. Smile with your hips, smile with your hips, smile with your hips. Ah, my kind of magic is automatic. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing. I feel like dancing.
people are just gonna hate you no matter what you do. So don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out. Don't take anyone.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.